Say, where's Mr. Peters? Where's Mr. Peters?
Why, Eb's busy in the back room. What's eating you, Hector?
Oh, gosh, I've got to get you and Mr. Peters to help me. I need help bad.
Yes,
I've got
but
to...
what kind of help? What are you talking about?
Well, you see, I've decided to go to the academy.
You have?
Yes.
Why, that dingus, Hector, that's fine. That's the stuff. Get an education. Yes, sir, nothing like it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, look at me. If I didn't have a good education,
but look, before I can get into the academy, I got to answer all these questions here. Oh, gosh, just look at a string of them here.
What questions? What questions are you talking about?
Look, he's right here on this examination paper. Here, you take a look at him. Take a look at him.
Let's see. Well, I ain't much to these questions, Hector. Just your name and age. You know your name and age, don't you?
Sure. But go ahead. Read some more.
And an experience. Did you ever have any experiences?
Did I ever have any experiences?
Yes.
Say, there isn't room enough on that paper to put down experiences I've had.
That's right.
No, sure, but the worst experience I ever had was when I was hunting wild snaffles. Wild snaffles.
But what in perdition's a snaffle?
A what?
A snaffle.
A snaffle?
Yes, the thing you was hunting, the snaffle.
Oh, you mean snaffle.
Yes.
Snaffle. You see, you didn't pronounce it right. When the word snaffle is followed by a consonant preceded by a vowel, the accent falls on an A-E-I-O-U and sometimes W and Y, giving it a guttural sound, as in the word bananas. Yeah. Well, we were creeping through...
Yes, but what is it? What is the darn thing?
Well, that's hard to explain, Mr. Winterbottom, because snaffles are never seen except on dull days. But try to imagine a camel.
Yes, I can do that.
A camel with a trunk like an elephant, a head like a kangaroo, a body like a seal.
Yes, go ahead.
And wings like a bird. Can you picture such an animal?
Yes, sort of.
Well, a snaffle doesn't look anything like that.
Doesn't...
So the ship was speeding along at 60 knots an hour when...
Ship? What ship? Was you on a ship?
Well, sure. You always hunt snaffles on ships.
Oh, yeah.
And the captain of this ship was a fine old gentleman. Yes, sir, a fine old gentleman was he. Why, the crew could do anything for the captain. And the captain would do anything for the crew. And the crew would do anything for the crew. And the captain would do anything for the captain.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that's finished. So long, Mr. Winterbottom. I'll be seeing you next.
Say, hold on there. Wait a minute now. What about this animal you was hunting?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, what about it?
Well, did you get one? Did you get a snaffle?
Well, yes and no.
What?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
You see, it was like this. We were sailing along on Moonlight Bay.
Listen here, in just about a minute, I'm going to give you a darn good hiding. I will.
Well, what's the matter? Don't you like that song?
Well, I asked you, did you catch a snaffle?
Oh, yes. I see what you mean now. Well, as the ship was plowing along, suddenly there came a shout from a lookout. There she blows.
Yes.
Snaffle on the port bow. East 12, north 18. United States Steel, 33 1/8. Woolworth, 35 1/2. General Electric, 15 1/4. Standard Oil...
Wait. Are you gone crazy or something? What's all that got to do with hunting snaffles?
I haven't the slightest idea. Oh. All hands on deck, shouted the captain. Light of the ship. And then lighten the ship, he yells. And then, Mr. Winterbottom, we had to throw all our money overboard. Yes, sir, throw all our money overboard to lighten the ship. I threw overboard $100 in gold.
Shakes alive.
And then the grim struggle with the snaffle began. Day after day, week after week, we followed that snaffle month after month, year after year. We chased that snaffle for 12 long years, Mr. Winterbottom, 12 long years. And
when did all this happen?
Day before yesterday.
Well, and then the day before yesterday, why you...
And then we lost it. Sadly, we went back to where we threw our money overboard and fished it all up. And do you know, Mr. Winterbottom, instead of the $100 I threw overboard, I now had $200.
What? $200? How'd you figure that?
6% interest for 12 years. So long, Mr. Winterbottom.
Wait. You forgot your questions. Hey, you
dumb,
strong idiot.
Say, what in tarnation's the matter with you, Jeb? What you hollering for?
Oh, that darn pest Hector Smith was in here. had a list of questions he wanted us to help him answer, and then skedaddled out and forgot all about it. That darn rattlebrain's what he is.
Well, what kind of questions you mean?
Right here they be. He's got to find out the answers before they let him in the academy, you see.
Why, is he going to go to the academy?
Yep, I talked him into it yesterday. That is, he's going if he can answer these here questions.
Well, what do they say? What do they say here?
Let's see here now. No one. Give the,
How's that?
I said this first question says no one. Give
you them... mean no one can answer?
Yes, of course someone can answer. That's just the number. Says, give the names of several parts of speech. That's a funny one.
Ah, shucks. It's crazy. Don't make no sense at all.
Yeah.
The dad darn thing is just a joke.
Oh, no, Shakes can't be a joke. Look, it's got the academy name on it right here at the top. But I never heard of such a thing as a part of...
Morning. Good morning.
Oh, how do you do, Professor Thistlewaite?
Well, say, by cracky, Professor Thistlewaite. You come in here just the right time, I declare. Me and Eb's been puzzling over something here. Weapon perdition's a part of speech, Professor.
Oh, why, any word, phrase, or clause that goes to make up our language. For example...
Any what?
Word, phrase, or clause. You know, Mr. Peters, there are several kinds of clauses. The dependent clause, the independent clause, and the...
Santa Claus.
Yes. No, not Santa Claus. I'm speaking of parts of speech, words. For instance, pronouns. The first person is I.
The first person is you, then?
No, the first person isn't you. The second person is you.
Oh, the second person is I, and the first person is you. Yes,
oh, but you don't grasp it yet. The second person...
Maybe it's a couple of other fellows.
No, it's not a couple of other fellows. The subject we are considering is personal pronouns, such as I, you, he, she, and so on. Now, that's clear, isn't it?
Yes, but...
Well, now, to illustrate. I am sick, you are sick, she is sick.
Yeah, and I ain't feeling so good myself.
Oh!
There's a lot of sickness going around these days. Sort of epizootic.
Yeah. Oh, but I'm talking about words, pronouns, and verbs. And just as pronouns have person, gender, and case...
How's that?
Case.
Yes, that's what I say. It's a sort of case epizootic.
Oh, I say, can't you understand? We're not discussing sickness.
Oh, you ain't.
No, I'm endeavoring to tell you that just as pronouns have person, gender, and case, verbs have tense. The present, past, and...
They've got what?
Tense. Thus, I go, I went, I will go.
Go where?
Why, I go to the circus.
Oh, but I said nothing about a circus. I'm not talking about the circus.
Well, Professor Thistlewaite, you're talking about tents. And where else do they have tents but a circus?
Yes, but there is more than one kind of tent.
Yes, of course there is, Zeb.
Yeah, there's
the main tent and the sideshow.
No, there isn't.
Well, there certainly is. There's a sideshow at every circus I ever seen.
Oh, dear, you haven't got it at all. Now, see here. I say a verb has tents.
Yes.
For instance. What's wrong with these sentences? The chicken have got killed by the automobile. I done it.
I thought you said the automobile done it.
Yes, so. But he was driving the automobile. Whose chicken was it, Professor?
Oh, I say, now look here, I can't...
Yeah, you want to watch out where you're going.
Yes, but I say, now...
Did you want to buy something, Professor?
No, I don't want anything. I'm going.
Well, Professor.
So long, Professor.
Come in again sometime. You know, Eb, for a professor, he don't know any too much, does he?
Sure. He don't know nothing. Saying that he was the first person and you was the second, he's crazy.
Well, how do you mean?
Why, the first person was Adam and the second person was Eve.
You Alaman, let's do a grand right and left. Right and left around the ring, walk on your heel and toe. Till the side of which your lady fair, now promenade her around the square. Promenade that mountain, promenade. Now the head couples forward, you come back to the ring. You pass through and separate around the outside ring. Come back home and do-si-do it to your corner, Alamando. Come back to your partner, You swing them round and round. Alan and left on the corner. Now you walk right by your own. You swing the right and left.